Begin promptly. Think about what you bring to the table at work, whether it's in law, accounting, medicine, consulting, or any other field. Sometimes, women don't fully recognize their talents. Take a moment to assess your contributions and aspirations. Where do you see yourself in 3 years? What do you want to hold on to or leave behind in your life? Figure out what you need to move forward, both personally and professionally. Consider not just what you want, but how to achieve it, including the kind of work you want to do and how much you want to be compensated. Don't forget to identify the things that ground you, like support from loved ones, staying active, and enjoying hobbies. Many believe that women lack ambition compared to men. However, it's not that women are less ambitious. Rather, they express it differently. Men tend to state their goals outright, while women may hesitate, fearing they'll be perceived as too ambitious. This fear often leads women to downplay their ambitions and hope their hard work will be noticed. In professional settings, women face a dilemma. They can either quietly work hard, hoping for recognition, or they can actively manage their careers by vocalizing their goals and aspirations. Studies show that men often apply for promotions, even if they meet only 60% of the job requirements, while women may hold back. It's time to challenge these stereotypes and encourage women to confidently pursue their ambitions, career aspirations, and professional growth. If you're aiming to climb the ladder at this firm, becoming a partner by 20XX could be your goal. Achieving this milestone won't just benefit the firm, it'll also help you grow professionally. Taking on specific projects, like managing X piece of work this year, is key for both the firm's progress and your own development. By handling this project, you'll deepen your expertise in a specific area, which directly aligns with the firm's goals. This will enhance your skills and knowledge, making you a more valuable asset. If you're focusing on enhancing your professional skills, it's important to seek feedback from your colleagues. Encouraging feedback on areas for improvement increases the chances of receiving balanced insights, especially from junior team members who might otherwise hesitate to address weaknesses. Valuing feedback that highlights recurring patterns of behavior and is detailed and written is crucial. Feedback from clients or superiors is particularly valuable, and it's helpful to welcome it after major projects or every 3 months. It's also beneficial for others to see positive feedback from clients. Optimize time efficiency. Prioritize tasks based on their urgency and importance. Begin with urgent and important tasks, then tackle important tasks that aren't urgent. Afterward, address urgent but unimportant tasks, and finally, attend to tasks that are neither urgent nor important. Maintain a professional development file containing feedback, evaluations, coursework, your resume, and a draft of your next performance appraisal. This file serves as a valuable resource to support your future promotion opportunities. Consider what gives you energy and what drains it. Things like working out, having lunch with friends, and maintaining positive relationships at work can boost your energy. On the flip side, routine tasks and conflicts with colleagues can be draining. Try exercising before starting your day or grabbing breakfast with a friend. Having lunch with someone is better than eating alone or skipping it altogether, because your brain needs fuel. And remember, it's okay to leave some tasks for tomorrow instead of pushing yourself to do more at the end of the day. Make it a habit to review your career monthly, schedule a solo meeting, and ditch all distractions. Spend 20 minutes reflecting on what you've achieved and 40 minutes planning ahead. Look over your resume and recent wins. Training new team members might seem time-consuming, but it pays off big time. Delegate tasks to them. This boosts their skills and saves them time in the long run. Both men and women can benefit from firm support. Regularly check in with your team to clear up any confusion and offer help. Let them learn from their own mistakes. Create office image. In the professional world, people often fall into two categories, the flashy peacock and the quiet mouse. But there's a middle ground many miss. Instead of staying silent about your achievements, it's crucial to speak up and showcase your contributions. This isn't about boasting. It's about making sure others understand how your work benefits the company. Don't assume that your bosses know everything you do. You need to actively communicate your accomplishments to them. This isn't just for recognition. It's essential for your future career growth. If nobody knows what you're capable of, you'll miss out on challenging assignments and promotion opportunities. Keep your online profiles updated with your achievements. It's not just about vanity. It's about ensuring that your professional network is aware of your skills and accomplishments. Identify three traits you desire people to mention regarding you in your absence. Document them. Subsequently, create a brief passage showcasing your best. Brief. Keep it short. Attention spans are brief. Enthusiastic. Illustrate your fervent devotion by expressing your deep-seated adoration for the work you do. Successful. Outline your achievements and the value you've brought to the company through your contributions. Takeaways. Provide notable moments that individuals can associate with your accomplishments. Challenges that stand out. Women encounter distinctive challenges in professional environments, such as feeling excluded from teams, relying solely on meritocracy, and being trapped in roles like organization dusting, where their contributions often go unnoticed. This term refers to the extra, often unnoticed work women undertake, such as training junior colleagues, which allows senior managers to focus on more profitable tasks. While delegation is essential, it often means missed opportunities for women in terms of career advancement. To assess your progress, compare yourself to both peers and superiors regarding how frequently you step up to take on important tasks and roles. Networking. When it comes to networking, being strategic is key. First, pinpoint the senior individuals who can really propel your career forward. Then, position yourself to tackle major projects and attract new business from external clients. Both internally and externally, focus on building meaningful connections. Internally, some colleagues might still see you as you were when you started or held a junior position. Bridge this gap by finding common ground, like shared clients or future projects you could collaborate on. Don't hesitate to seek their advice. It shows initiative and fosters a stronger relationship. Externally, cast a wide net and leverage all available resources. Talk to your clients about potential opportunities for collaboration or cross-selling. Prepare for networking events by clarifying goals and checking the guest list. Reach out to key individuals beforehand via email, including the top person if possible. During the event, focus on helping others and initiate conversations about their businesses. Don't just stick with familiar faces, mingle with new contacts too. Take notes on business cards to remember details and follow up the next day via email. Keep the momentum going by reaching out monthly, offering assistance, and updating on your progress. Networking effectively opens doors and strengthens relationships. Sponsorship and role models. To climb the ladder of success, having a sponsor in your corner is crucial. Unlike mentors who provide guidance, sponsors actively advocate for you. They're the ones who open doors to opportunities, introduce you to influential people, and champion your advancement within the organization. Remember, sponsorship isn't just about receiving support. It's a two-way street. It requires you to consistently deliver outstanding results and keep your sponsors informed about your progress. By making your sponsors look good, you're demonstrating your commitment and loyalty to the firm. Finding supporters and mentors comes more easily to women, but snagging sponsors is crucial for moving up the career ladder. Yet, many struggle to secure sponsors, as sponsorship often happens outside regular office interactions. This can be particularly challenging for women, with some men feeling uneasy about sponsoring them, especially when there's a significant age gap. If direct sponsorship seems elusive, don't hesitate to seek assistance in locating a sponsor. Your former managers can be valuable resources. They understand your strengths and no longer directly manage you. It's not just about finding one sponsor. Aiming for multiple sponsors can bolster your career trajectory. Get more customers. Show how your projects beef up the company's reputation and cash flow. Make sure your uniqueness shines through compared to competitors. You're not just another service provider, you're a trusted advisor. Clients dig it when you're not always pushing sales. Take the time to listen and learn about their work. They're the experts, after all. Allison Temperley once had a big-shot client who felt ignored by other firms. They never bothered to ask what she needed or cared about. Don't be like them. Listening carefully gives you a huge advantage. Now, talk about after-hours bonding. Sure, golf and sports events might be the norm, but that doesn't mean you're stuck. Think outside the box. Swap sports for something like hitting up a concert or checking out an art gallery. It's all about showing interest in your clients and what they're into, promotion. To move up the career ladder, it's essential to take active steps toward improving your performance and demonstrating your value at work. Start by familiarizing yourself with your company's performance evaluation document at the beginning of the year to understand what's expected of you. Make it a goal to achieve all the targets outlined in each section by the end of the year. But during the evaluation process, don't hesitate to ask for specific feedback. Sometimes, feedback given to women can be too vague to act upon effectively. Instead, request clear, precise targets that you can work towards. Reflect on the past year's highs and lows, considering lessons learned. Factor in external influences like new projects or team dynamics. Define immediate goals, identifying potential obstacles. Envision long-term career ambitions, anticipating challenges. This conversation isn't just about the past, but also about setting the stage for future success. Speak up and ask for support and resources needed to thrive in your career journey. Promotion process. Getting promoted can feel like navigating two paths at once, one informal, where you seek support from mentors and sponsors, and another formal, going through HR and your boss. To boost your chances, focus on doing outstanding work while also gathering support. When it comes to paperwork, get ahead by highlighting your key achievements and avoiding weak language. Have your backers review your documents to ensure they pack a punch. Before your interview, do your homework on the interviewers and practice with your supporters. And don't forget about your outfit. Plan it out well in advance. When it's interview day, keep your focus on the task at hand. Only answer your phone before the meeting if it's a friend giving you a confidence boost. During the interview, show them your pro side. Your interviewers might use something called the star model for their questions. They'll want you to talk about a situation where you showed leadership, what task you were doing, the actions you took, and the results you got. Make sure you're ready with detailed answers. Key points. 1. Set clear career goals and share them with others to enhance recognition and opportunities for advancement. 2. Prioritize tasks based on importance and urgency to manage time effectively and maintain work-life balance. 3. Seek feedback from colleagues to improve professional skills continuously. 4. Build connections through networking to discover new opportunities both inside and outside the workplace. 5. Find sponsors who actively support your career growth within the organization. 6. Highlight achievements to ensure fair compensation and acknowledgement. 7. Prepare thoroughly for performance evaluations and seek support from mentors and sponsors.